Well, in California, the sale of recreational marijuana becomes legal on Monday, and many businesses are positioning themselves to profit from the state's new green rush. The city of Oakland is trying to pave the way for aspiring black entrepreneurs to sell pot, especially those who have faced harsh consequences for selling drugs illegally in the past. Alyssa Jung Perry of KQED has our story.
Linda Grant has lived in East Oakland for most of her life.
Right down here at Elmhurst Elementary School on 98th, I went to junior high school.
And that's where she got into the weed business a long time ago.
We stayed on the football field all day selling weed to each other, selling dollar joints, selling $5 bags of weed.
Grant's 48 now. She's a grandmother, and she's still in the game, operating underground. So inevitably, she's had some run-ins with the law, like in 1994.
I just remember, like, they saying, yeah, you're going to jail for a long time for this weed. And I'm like, what? It's only a $5 bag of weed, $10 maybe. And I just remember them threatening my whole life freedom over that weed, just taunting me. The police officer is like, oh, yeah, you're going. You can kiss your kids goodbye. You're going to jail for so long. You ain't going to see sunlight again. It was horrible.
Being black and getting arrested for cannabis isn't unusual in Oakland. According to a city report, 77% of those arrested for cannabis in 2015 were black, though black people make up just one-third of Oakland's population. Darlene Flynn is the head of the city's Department of Race and Equity.
Certain communities have been policed for the same activities because we know that white people use drugs and sell drugs at approximately the same rate that black and brown people do, but they don't get jailed at the same rate.
Now, Oakland's trying to right that wrong.
We certainly can't fix everything that has happened in the past, but what we can say is going forward, how can we make things more fair?
So the city has started an equity cannabis permit program. That means when the city of Oakland starts handing out permits for legal pot businesses, it will give priority to people who have been convicted for cannabis and to people like Linda Grant, who live in parts of the city that have the highest number of marijuana-related arrests. And Flynn says the city is trying to counteract another inequity. While some parts of Oakland have been disproportionately policed for weed, she says other neighborhoods have been allowed to embrace cannabis opportunities without penalty.
Literally another geographic part of the city that was where we have concentrations of people who are not people of color, being able to run universities and workshops and be very out in the open about cultivating their entrepreneurialism.
But for Oakland's equity applicants, moving from the underground to the legal marketplace may not be easy. More than 100 people have started the process, but the city says they have yet to issue any licenses. In part, that's because there's a lot of hoops to jump through. Grant says she still needs to get a business license, lease a legitimate workspace, and
they want tax returns and stuff like that. I don't have no receipts from selling weed. I haven't worked legally.
Then there's another requirement. You have to make less than $53,000 a year, which is low in the Bay Area. James Anthony is a local medical cannabis lawyer. He says it's hard for people with little income to start any kind of business.
They have no money. They have no access to land. They don't have commercial property. They don't have startup capital. It's a very, very difficult task, and I'm not sure how the city is going to solve all those problems.
But Linda Grant is determined to make this work. Her goal is to be the first black woman to own a dispensary in East Oakland.
I think my experience and my background makes me eligible to own a dispensary because I have been in a cannabis club business, so illegal or not illegal, I still know what to do.
But Grant and Oakland need to act fast, because lots of businesses with lots of money have already prepared themselves to cash in when sales of recreational marijuana get underway. For Here and Now, I'm Alyssa Jung Perry in San Francisco.
And an update, the city of Oakland has awarded Linda Grant a provisional permit to run a cannabis delivery service.